In a very interesting verse in this week's parasha, we repeat over and over a very, very simple, just maybe balance in life. If you will hear my commands, you will sit and dwell with security in your land, and you will have peace. That's a dream, huh? Think about Israel sitting in peace in their land. You want me to give you a short lesson, short reminder of what the people of Israel went through? Let's talk about it for a second. Since the entrance to the land, in the times of Joshua, wars after wars, it continued with the time of Judges, war after war, it went on to the time of King David, King Solomon, war after war. No, there was a short stop there in the time of Solomon. And then from there, it continued for a couple of years of quiet, and then wars again. We were kicked up from our land to 2,000 years of exile. Then we didn't sit and dwell in peace in our home, but wherever we went, there wasn't any peace. What are we talking about? What should we reflect about when we read these verses and we talk about you will sit and dwell in peace? It just doesn't make any sense. And more than that, if we will sit and secured in our land, what's the difference between that and peace? Isn't it the same? You sit, you dwell, and it's quiet around you. That's peace, no? Why that the Torah says, and you will have peace. So for that, I want to give an answer out of many, many ideas that we can share on this from Nachmanides. And he says as follows. To live and dwell in quiet, that's one promise. And indeed, God promises there will be time we can sit here in silence. Maybe. But something else comes with it. Peace. Peace is between us, the people of Israel. Many times in the history, even when we sat in the land, something came and broke us. Usually happened around the 70th year. It came in the time of the Hashmonaim, Hasmoneas. It came in the time of Bar Kokhba. And maybe it's something that we are going on right now. Sometimes when there's war, we can focus on something that happens outside. But then when there's quiet outside, the process of the battles go in. It's a very interesting pattern that repeats itself. Think about it. In the beginning, you're in exile. You come back to your land, you appreciate, you kiss the ground, and you understand, I am doing something amazing. I was saved from exile. You come to the land and you work very hard to make it an oasis. The second generation see the parents and all the efforts and everything that was done and made to make this place in heaven. So they appreciate it. They continue the work and they continue to strive. The third generation looks back and doesn't understand. They didn't grow up in a home that woke up in the morning and went to bed with appreciation to the land. They didn't came from a place that people understood what's the difference between here and there. Exile was a place for them from the stories. Oh, my grandfather, my grand-grandfather. Then you start to ask questions about your identity. Why am I here? What is it all about? Nachmanides says, when you will sit and dwell in quiet, then you're going to need to have another component, which is peace. That people will find their spot and people will feel comfortable and people will feel that there's no need to argue or to dispute, even though we are different. The other element he tries to explain is this. When you sit and you dwell in quiet and you still don't have war, it means that peace will come when the war will be outside of our borders. Today, in the last weeks, we talk about attacks that happen miles and miles away. This is something that is almost in a way a higher level of just sitting and dwelling in quiet. You are in your territory, you are in your land, and things happen far away in the distance. Sometimes the regular person doesn't even know what happens. Do we know what happens behind the curtains of different regimes around the world? When you heard about the pagers, weren't you surprised that there are people somewhere there in the foreign countries that are dealing with such a thing? And it happens again and again. This is maybe what the verse tries to say according to him. Dwelling here in quiet and knowing that something happens there, this is a different level, but there will become peace eventually. Peace will be that even in the far places, you don't need to fight and it will be quiet and silent. And the third element is something that really sums everything up and says as follows. The promise of silence and peace comes after you will do what? Accept the rules. Be part of the Torah if you would listen to me. But the secret is this. It's not a story of a punish and reward. It's not a story of if you will do this, I will give you that. Like your kid asks you for a candy, and if you do your chores and your homework, you're going to get a candy. In a very deep, profound moment, we hear here, this is not a king's decision. It's a doctor recommendation. This is what it means. It means when the doctor comes to you and gives you a recommendation about something to do, to eat or not to eat. If you won't listen to him, what will happen? Truthfully, nothing. But later on, things won't work well. The damages that you would do today after not listening to our doctor, we will see in the future. In a way, at that time in Mount Sinai, Hashem, God says to the people, you need to understand, in the world we're living in, there are incidents that happened, not because somebody predicts it or somebody decides it, it's just because this is the natural progress of the situation. And if you are connected to God, and if you're acting like God wants to you, like the doctor recommended in a way, there are things that will gradually develop to the place of sitting in silence, in dwellings, in quiet, and eventually also peace. On a personal level, I think there's something very strong in there. If everything we're talking about in this week portion is true, we're talking about Hayoved and Shemitah, and a lot of mitzvot and rituals that are connected to living in the land. And the question that raises up all the time is, if we came to dwell in this land and we're still acting like people from the exile, why did we even came here? The people of Israel have a message. The people of Israel has something to teach. I think the reason why you are watching me right now is because you see value and power of the people of Israel's process of redemption in the land. And we have something to share to the world. First of all, we need to share it to ourselves. Then we share it to our kids. But then comes a point when we say we can expand the message and to say we are here for a reason. We are here to dwell and to live in peace. But there's another important message to give. When the people of Israel are returning to the land and the blessings of the ground happens, and you see vineyards growing here next to us in Samaria, and you see the land bringing blessing after so many years of exile, this is the strongest teaching we can have. You know, how do we dwell in quiet and silence? Because we came back in a miracle like nobody could imagine. After 2,000 years of exile, came back with the same language, with the same name of places, and we are here in our land. We will act according to the way we should act, and things are going to get better. They're going to be better not because of a magical instrument that's going to come in, just because we will show the world and the surrounding areas, and everything around us will be different. And when people will see how we are so different, they will also live with us with the understanding we are here and we are staying. The prophets and the Torah that talks about the differences between dwelling here in peace and quiet and also peace, maybe showed us something amazing. Maybe peace is something that will come in the future, but right now try to do the work that at least you will sit here and dwell in quiet, that people can live in their home without worrying they will become and attacked, that women know that they're sending their child into keeping the borders but not fighting in places that they don't come back home. We understand it's a price we need to pay for our nation, but maybe from the verse of this week portion, we need to remember what is the goal. We need to act, think, and process in a way that we're presenting our story to the world, and we came here for a reason and for a mission, and we need to fulfill it. Shabbat Shalom.